absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
A congressman wants to put a time limit on Robert Mueller. Here's correspondent Tim Berg.
Florida Congressman Ron DeSantis wants to put a time limit on special counsel Robert Mueller's wide-ranging investigation into President Trump's campaign ties to Russia. Congressman DeSantis says why the time limit is needed.
What we want to do is say very clearly, we don't want to fund fishing expeditions.
The congressman also explained some of the logistics to the proposed measure.
My amendment basically says, look, this thing needs to be limited to the campaign and Russia, and it needs to have an end date.
Lisa Gilbert, vice president for legislative affairs at the government watchdog group Public Citizen, calls DeSantis' move appalling. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge appointed by Democrat Bill Clinton is blocking the anti-sanctuary cities law in Texas. The law was supposed to go into effect tomorrow and would have allowed police to ask people about their immigration status during routine interactions. The judge said the state can't exercise authority in a manner that violates the Constitution. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Financial estimates are starting to be released for the damage from Hurricane Tropical Storm Harvey, and it's expensive. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Top economists say total losses from the storm could reach $75 billion. A chief economist at Moody's Analytics says property losses could total $65 billion, while lost wages and disrupted businesses could cost another $10. CNN says a big chunk of the nation's oil refining capacity has been taken offline because of Harvey, causing gas prices to rise. An estimate from AccuWeather says the full extent of damages from Hurricane Harvey could top $160 billion. The president of AccuWeather says parts of Houston, the nation's fourth largest city, will be uninhabitable for weeks and possibly months because of water damage, mold, and disease-ridden water. He said the infrastructure has been hurt tremendously. The most expensive disaster in U.S. history was Hurricane Katrina in 2005, which wound up costing $118 billion. The second most expensive disaster was Superstorm Sandy in 2012, which came to $73 billion.
We could be without the nation's largest refinery for up to 2 weeks due to Hurricane Harvey. Motiva Enterprises in Port Arthur, Texas, says they have to shut down the plant for an assessment of the plant and to make any repairs to damage from the hurricane. The closure is causing gasoline futures to spike to more than a two-year high today. People can expect gas prices at the pump to jump more than 12%. Gasoline prices on average climbed over $2 a gallon for the first time since 2015. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, I warned you. I warned you first hour in the program that I'm frustrated. I got to let some of the frustration out this hour. And again, this ties into your financial plan. This ties into everything. Everything. Last hour, I talked about inflation and how we're being lied to about inflation. And one of the most expensive items on many families. One of their budget items is health insurance. The price of health insurance has skyrocketed. The deductibles have skyrocketed. The quality of the insurance, the ease of use has gotten worse instead of better. I get nauseous every single month. I want to throw up in my mouth every single time I have to write a check to my health insurance company, which I hate because it's awful. It's awful, but it is the best option I have. Story this past week, Obamacare insurer in Iowa wants a 57% rate increase. It's the last one left in Iowa. 57% rate increase. Now, my frustration. Donald Trump, correct me if I'm wrong, he was elected large part due to some of his policy positions. One of those things was to repeal and replace, get rid of Obamacare. Donald Trump could have basically gotten rid of Obamacare himself without signing any sort of new legislation whatsoever. All he had to do was deny our dollars, our tax dollars, to go to the insurance companies. We have been subsidizing, handing money over to insurance companies. All he had to do was put a stop to it. The interesting thing is this, is that Republicans sued when Barack Obama was president on this very issue, and they won. They won in court. Barack Obama turned around and appealed it. When Donald Trump got into office, he dropped. He dropped even being involved with the appeal. He said, there's no reason for it because I can just do away with this payment by myself. And he could have, but he didn't. He didn't. So I want everybody to understand this, especially all you people that are dyed-in-the-wool Trump supporters. Listen, full disclosure here, I voted for the guy. Wasn't my first choice. Wasn't my first choice, but I voted for the guy. But I voted for the guy, part and parcel, some of the things that he said he was going to do. Now, he could have ended Obamacare this past week. And no one's talking about this. Could have been ended. But he didn't. He didn't. And now Republicans are looking to continue this corporate welfare, because that's what it is. Corporate welfare. Your tax dollars going to health insurance companies. Now, let's get into this to a greater degree. One of the problems that we have here in this country, and again, it's another point of contention of mine when it comes to Donald Trump, and part of the Republican Party platform. They also wanted to break up. Remember, they talked about breaking up Glass-Steagall. Breaking up Glass-Steagall. Utilizing Glass-Steagall and breaking up the big banks. Bringing back Glass-Steagall is what I meant. Part of the Republican Party platform. They haven't done that. What we're looking at right now, people, we have a system in place in this country. I read, it was a good way of kind of describing it. It's called state cartel capitalism. Our government gets in bed with big business. Big business gets in bed with government. They've got a nice, cozy relationship with one another. Big business writes nice checks to politicians, does little handouts, does fundraisers, does all of that good stuff. In turn, the government provides cover. provides cover, writes rules, writes regulations that keeps competition out of the industry, that keeps competition away, entrenches the power of these large companies. Now, in order for capitalism to work effectively, we've got to go back to the old Joseph Schumpeter rule of creative destruction. Competition breeds excellence. It breeds better products, better ideas, better companies, better services. We've put a stop to that with this state cartel capitalism. How can one compete? You can't. Once the government picks and chooses winners and losers, it is extraordinarily difficult to compete. Yeah, it's interesting is that you could go back, and again, I think Trump tried to put himself out there as a Teddy Roosevelt type of president. Teddy Roosevelt had his square deal, and he went after a lot of the trust busters, the big companies out there. There's Standard Oil. Standard Oil controlled 90% of the national oil market. 90%. Now, the court's decision, following the guidelines of the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, broke Standard Oil into 34 separate companies. 34 different companies out there. Those 34 companies, mind you, they were not taken over by the government. They were independent. They were privately owned. And you know what the funny thing was? Is that Rockefeller's wealth actually increased in the wake of the breakup. Not only that, the economic well-being of the country rose as well. All those pieces had to compete with each other. We're starting to form our own monopolistic system here today in many ways. In many ways, you can take a look at search and how concentrated that is. That's a big one. It's a very big one. You take a look at health insurance companies. They're few and far between. Few and far between. They can pull out any market they want at any point in time because they're not making money. Nobody really does anything about it. You can't. The law is set up, Obamacare is set up, where they can't make money in some of these markets. So what are they going to do? I get that. Competition breeds excellence. And we just don't have it like we used to anymore. So again, I'm very much against a lot of the things that Trump is doing right now. We'll talk a little bit later, foreign policy-wise, and Afghanistan, and we will talk shortly about the debt ceiling. But again, this is something that he could tackle. This is something that he could go after, and that I would believe would be great for economic growth here in this country. And I'll give you another example. Remember Mabel? Mabel. How many people listening to this program, do you remember the day where they only had one phone and it was black? That was it. You had no choice. Well, I can't remember when we finally got a push button phone in my house. It was rotary for the longest period of time. I took my son last week to the Intrepid Air and Space Museum. They got the Enterprise there, going on the aircraft carrier. It was a great experience. But showing him a rotary phone that they still had there on the Intrepid, it's kind of neat. If they didn't break up Ma Bell, they didn't break up that monopoly, we wouldn't. You think you'd have that iPhone in your hand today? No. No, they'd have no incentive to do any better, no incentive to do things differently. How much has television and cable improved when they started allowing for more cable companies to exist? Now take a look at all the upstarts due to the internet, which wouldn't be around, wouldn't be using today, unless they broke up Ma Bell. Trust busting could be a great thing that Donald Trump does. And I'm not just talking about search. I'm also talking about some of these gigantor retailers as well. How do they entrench themselves in so much power? They cut deals with government. You have an Amazon distributor near you? I can almost guarantee you that distributor area, that warehouse, whatever you want to call it, is not paying any taxes at all. Now, you tell me how that's fair for other retailers in the area. The mom-and-pop store, the mom-and-pop clothing store, general store, whatever it may be, you think that they're paying property taxes? Damn straight. So why isn't the richest guy in the world, Jeff Bezos, one of the richest guys in the world, why isn't his company paying taxes? State, cartel, capitalism. We need to continue to focus on this stuff, people, because this is where we can see some real change. This is where, if Donald Trump chooses to do so, could make some actual change. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We got to get back. I have to get into as well. We got to talk about the debt ceiling and the debt ceiling debacle. Also, talk corporate compensation as well. This is another big part of the problem. The incestuous relationship between all of these executives at these companies and what they get paid. Anyway, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Take advantage of all the great stuff we have, or give us a call. 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. The media tells us how bad things are because of Trump's rhetoric. Do you think so? In 2004, I was exiting a President Bush rally. By happenstance, there were several classes of elementary school-aged children. Their teachers and a few parents were walking out with me. We were met by protesters screaming outrageous vulgarities. Their signs read the same. In 2006, I was walking beside a Republican float passing out candy. A mother instructed her three young children, "Don't you take any candy from those folks." I can't say that word. I could go on with examples I've seen from the years of volunteerism, but let me just offer you one final one. At a town hall gathering this week, I watched a crowd of leftists rudely hissing at an 8-year-old Girl Scout, an award recipient, when she expressed excitement for a coming trip to the White House and a chance to meet the President of the United States. So I ask you, is President Trump's temperament the problem? Obviously not. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I haven't heard a Ghostbusters tune in a long time.
I do dig that movie, without a doubt. I played a clip from it recently on the weekly program. The part where Dan Aykroyd was explaining about the private sector and how they expect results in the private sector. They'd want to leave the university. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Mitch McConnell. Listen, I cannot root for anything in Kentucky. I can't, simply because you people voted for Mitch McConnell. Yeah, granted, Rand, fantastic, but Mitch, really? Really? Senate Majority, Mitch McConnell. He came out and he declared and he decreed that there is a zero chance. Zero chance of the United States failing to raise the debt ceiling. Now this gets me frustrated. Let's go back several years. Again, we're equal opportunity bashers here on the program. Let's go back several years when John Boehner was facing off against Barack Obama when it came to the debt ceiling. And we actually got pretty darn close to getting some reform when it came to spending. Barack Obama came back at a late in the hour and said, "Nah, you know, I'm going to add taxes to this." And Boehner said, "No, we're not going to do this. We're going to shut the government down. Oh, no, it's getting scary out there." Obama goes on TV, tells everybody that grandma and grandpa are not going to get their Social Security checks, lie, 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 and nowhere. What is it about you Republicans out there that when you know you don't have any power, you make all sorts of bold statements and tough things? You act like tough guys. Republicans are without a doubt, the coward party. They are. Republicans are cowards. Democrats got to hand it to them. They get stuff done. They say they're going to do it. They do it. Republicans are the biggest bunch of cowards going. Always threaten to shut down the government, right? Threaten to shut down the government because of the debt ceiling. Got to get spending under control. But when they're in charge, oh no, spend some more. We don't want to deal with that. Why? Why? Could it be that you're just a bunch of liars and you just say stuff to say stuff? Could be. Could be. Again, it's maybe keeping up their image when they're out of power. You understand, Democrats, Republicans, both members of the Bushwood Country Club. Jerry Seinfeld did an entire bit on this, talking about sports. Not on this, on sports. Back in the 1990s. Where Derek Jeter and Bernie Williams were in the episode. And he starts off his show with a monologue all the time. And in this monologue, he was talking about sports. He was explaining that, who are you rooting for? You're actually rooting for laundry, is all you're really rooting for. Players move teams all the time. So basically, you're rooting for laundry. That's basically who you're rooting for if you are rooting for the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. They do the same thing. The same exact thing. So here we go, Republican Party. Now, we got to raise it. We got to borrow more money. Got to put more on the kids and grandkids' credit cards. Come on, people. We got record tax revenues coming in. Record tax revenues, yet we're still running deficits. We're still running deficits. How is that possible? It's because we have cowards. People not willing to do the right thing. Anyway, there's a story this past week in the Wall Street Journal talking about CEOs and their compensation and how it works. And we've talked about this here on the program and talked about compensation committees and how they go about structuring salaries for all of these executives. Again, all of these people are also members of the Bushwood Country Club. And all of these executives, not only that they might only be CEO of a company, they might sit on the board of several other companies. And their buddies, the people that they go to golf outings with, the people that they have over the house of their barbecues, are asking to get paid a lot of money. What are they going to say? No. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. That's how it works.
Let's see, one of the problems that we have in regards to pay disparity within corporations, look no further than the incestuous relationship between all of these executives and these various different boards of directors. We've called on here on this program to say, you know what? You want to serve on a board of directors? You get one. You get one board that you can serve on. You cannot serve on any others. This would help quell a lot of this ridiculous nonsense. It really would. And again, some of these, I take a look at how they go about getting their bonuses and how they don't even use regular accounting principles to have these things deciphered. It's pathetic. It really is. Anyway, got to talk a little bit about this as well. Immigration. Builders out there complaining of record labor shortages. Up to 75% of employers can't find workers. And they talked to several different business owners out there, and they said one of the problems they have is they get people to come in for jobs, and they can't pass the drug test. Can't pass the drug test. I got another story here talking about welfare being the highest paying entry-level job in all but 15 states here. In all but 15 states, welfare is the highest paying entry-level job. How could you get somebody off the couch if that was the case? You can't. You can't compete with that. And again, what we can't compete with as well, talking about the workers and the builders. Listen, this should tell people that all you really need to do is to stay off drugs and work hard, and you can get yourself a job here in this country. I don't think any American should have to compete against someone who is, well, someone that they could pay less, much less, than they were paying an American citizen. Why should Americans be subjected to that? Again, we're already seeing the positive signs all around the country in regards to this. A lot of these summertime businesses that didn't get their H-2B visa workers are having to spend more money on payroll. Well, heavens to Betsy. Oh, no. Oh, no. It means we're going to pay people more. They're getting more flexible hours, which can be enormously beneficial to senior citizens looking to get themselves back within the workforce. Yeah, I have no problem with immigration. It just has to be fair immigration. We cannot be undermining the workforce here in the United States. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Move people into hotels, move people into apartments. We have renter's assistance. There's a number of things that we can do.
A spokesman for FEMA in Houston saying they're already working to take people out of shelters and into transitional housing.
We have moved, thousands of people into hotels, and we are continuing to expand that program.
City officials in Beaumont, Texas say their top priority is getting water to victims of Hurricane Harvey. The southeastern Texas town lost both its main and secondary water supplies Wednesday after flooding from Harvey damaged the city's water pumps. Beaumont City Manager Kyle Hayes says crews will only be able to assess the damage and make repairs once the water recedes. Until then, he says crews are working on alternatives to try to get at least one of the pumps back online. Beaumont has a population of more than 100,000 people, and their main hospitals had to be evacuated because of the crisis. USA Radio News.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Interesting couple of stories I grabbed this past week. And again, these pop up from time to time, every year, without fail. It's almost as if they basically take the same story from the year before and rewrite it a little bit and recraft it. And it oftentimes, all the time, has to do with senior citizens and senior citizens being ripped off. Bad brokers, bad financial advisors. This is for money. Financial companies appear to be failing senior investors. At a time when senior financial fraud is on the rise, financial regulators say those on the first line of defense, brokerages and financial advisors, aren't doing enough to stop it. Early detection and reporting are critical. We know all of this stuff. Again, you expect a lot of these brokerage firms to come down on this? Right. Sure. Good luck with that. State regulators, you think they're going to be able to sniff this stuff out? Come on. I mean, I could do it. I can turn on the radio. I can listen to all the financial programs that are advertising on air and the crap that they're selling and what they're pushing. It's as obvious as it right there in front of you, for crying out loud. It's like you listen to these programs like, oh, that's a scam. That's a scam. That's a ripoff. It doesn't take me long. You'd be surprised. People will call up and they'll ask me about some firm, some investment opportunity, whatever it may be, and I'm able to discern in a very, very short period of time that it's a ripoff and a scam. How do you know? How'd you do that? It's not that difficult. It really isn't. Promising the sun, the moon, the stars, pitching various different sales, scarcity sales. There's lots of different tricks that they use. Nothing is being done. They've been talking about this and talking about it and talking about it for years. I remember back in, this is over 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, and I wrote about it. They had this big, huge senior summit. Securities and Exchange Commission held its first ever senior summit to discuss what I've been warning people about for years right here. Widespread abuse of senior citizens by crooked brokers and so-called investment advisors. At the time, the SEC chairman was Christopher Cox. And he actually used in that summit, he used some of the fire and and brimstone type language that I use here on the program. But again, what does this come down to? It comes down overall to just education. If people looked at some of the ridiculous claims that are being thrown around by these schlock brokers, investment advisors, and liken them to someone saying, hey, you know what? I can fly. What I mean is that if they saw these various different claims and saw them as just utterly ridiculous, they'd be better off. But again, I've said it again, the mainstream business press, the big brokerage firms out there, they like to push the lie. You know, at the time that senior summit was taking place in 2006, Sam Waterson, the district attorney from Law and Order, he was pitching an advertisement for TD Waterhouse. He was pitching, and it basically, and I remember this advertisement. It made me want to throw up in my mouth. It was an ad highlighting two public school teachers sitting on the veranda of their, it looked like it was California, looked like a house would probably go anywhere between $4 to $5 million that they supposedly got on their school teacher salaries by trading online with TD Waterhouse. You get people thinking that this stuff is actually possible? Normal? This is when bad stuff happens. What do we tell people week in, week out here on this program? Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. There are no quick fixes. There's no magical investment program. There's no magic algorithm. None of that stuff. This is the myth that is continually pushed upon investors that ruins them. And again, I think it's going to get worse. They keep talking about this. They're talking about rises, the continuing increase in incidents of senior fraud, going after senior citizens. I think this also has a lot to do with the fact that a lot of these senior citizens are ill-prepared. They have bought the... They bought the wrong map. Or we talked about that. We talk about maps and we talk about terrain. They bought the wrong map. They're not going by the terrain. They're going by the map. And they think that they've done everything right in life and saved and put away. And now all of a sudden they're retired and they're running out of money. They're running out of money and they're getting scared. I'm going to take a quick break and talk a little bit more about that when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
The largest custom window covering company in North America, with over 25 years in business, has teamed up with the most established name in smart home technology. Together, we're introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Now, opening and closing your shades with a touch of a button is easier than ever. Program them to open and close for safety, energy savings, and peace of mind. They work with so many smart home devices. You can control them from anywhere in the world with your smartphone. And since they're cordless, they're a great choice for kids and pets. Smart Shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get style and service for every budget. Get Smart Shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online
to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Here is a headline. Awareness of senior financial fraud rises with incidents. While 97% of state securities regulators say there is greater awareness of senior investment fraud and exploitation now than a year ago, almost none report seeing a drop in such cases or complaints, and 29% saw an increase. Why? Why do you think this is? First and foremost, more often than not, senior investment fraud is not even reported. It's not reported because a lot of times these senior citizens are embarrassed. They're embarrassed. They don't want to report it because they feel horrible about what happened. Because they knew deep down inside, they knew. They didn't trust their instinct. They knew that something was wrong. And they drowned that out in their mind. And they're embarrassed. Why this is happening? Why are we seeing rising instances? Well, again, senior citizens, you take a look at Social Security, you're not getting really much of any COLA increase, are you? You're told that there's no inflation out there, but you know better. There's inflation everywhere. Inflation everywhere. Oh, forget about the costs of Medigap and healthcare costs and the deductibles that go along with that. That's averaging up about 7% a year. That's a huge expense. These are people that followed the map. Followed the map rather than looking at the terrain. Ultra low interest rates, making it difficult for their conservative investments to yield them anything. So what happens is they spend their retirement eating into principal. And they're getting scared because they're watching their principal whittle away. They're not seeing any growth. And they're getting frightened. And this area is ripe for con artists out there. Again, I said there's a special place in hell for these people. But they know exactly what they're doing. They play on senior citizen fears about running out of money and give them promises of guaranteed levels of return. Making them feel great. Oh, everything's going to be okay. And we're going to, oh, and this will show you 8%, 10%, and you're going to be fine and your retirement is going to be saved. And then it's all gone. Again, get the help you need. We can help you navigate the terrain. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get there. 800-471-5984. Our 24-hour day help hotline. Take advantage.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I don't know if you saw this past week, but they Rick Astley, right here, actually performed with the Foo Fighters. I'm not making it up. And they did this song. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Told you this was going to happen. Again, another CNO just a moment. Told you this was going to happen. Robo-advisors. Yeah, that was all in a wave. Another gimmick. Robo-advisors. Did I or did I not tell you that these robo-advisors would start directing people into some high-fee funds? And the whole thing was going to be a big, fat, to quote Donnie Brasco, fugazi. There's now lawsuits being fired, the various different software robo-advisors being put out by various different brokerage firms, Prudential being one. It was basically steering people, directing people into high commission funds, excessive fees. Again, people. I do the old Chris Rock bit. You know, that tiger didn't go crazy. That tiger went tiger. What do you think is going to happen eventually when you're doing business with one of these big firms? Huh? And basically, the Chris Rock skit, if you haven't seen it, he's talking about Siegfried and Roy. Remember when the tiger attacked one of them? And everybody was saying that tiger went crazy? And Chris Rock said, the tiger didn't go crazy. The tiger went tiger. The tiger did what tigers do. Big brokerage firms do what they're going to do. They're there for themselves. They're there to enrich their shareholders. Do you understand? The only business you should be doing with one of these big firms and big banks is maybe owning their stock. But to do business with them, they don't care about you. They're putting your interests first. They see you as a sucker. You sign up for a robo-advisor and say, okay, we can just push this money into some high-commission products, and they're not going to know any better. What do they know? The same way when they set up 401k plans with god-awful funds with high commissions and high fees. What are they going to do? They can't do anything. That's your 401k. These are the choices we offer. Again, people, you need to choose wisely. Do a better job and picking who you're going to do business with. It's a story, and again, shouldn't surprise anybody. Morgan Stanley just got caught basically putting their own proprietary trades for their own trading account ahead of customer orders, getting better execution for themselves rather than their customers. Again, you decided to have an account with Morgan Stanley. That's your choice. They don't have to put your interests above their own. They never said they were. They never said that they were going to put your interests above their own. They can't. And they won't. So why in God's creation would you have an account with them? Wells Fargo. Again, these guys are something else. They're actually going to an Atlanta federal appeals court to argue that more than 1 million customers that were hit by excessive overdraft charges shouldn't be allowed to join this is a 9-year-old class action lawsuit still going on. If they succeed, they're going to be spared from having to pay more than $1 billion in restitution. Yep. This is going back to 2008. Basically, it was a custom where banks, this is what banks would do, big banks would do. They would, when somebody would have multiple withdrawals on the same day, they would first clear the ones with the highest amounts, which would raise the likelihood of overdraft fees. Now, again, okay, no one told you to overdraft your account. I get it. But didn't you think that the financial institution you're doing business with that puts out all those soft and cuddly commercials like they actually care about you might actually warn you? I mean, for crying out loud, even cell companies warn you if you're getting close to using too much data. It might send you out an email or warn you that, you know what, you're going to get hit an overdraft and you're going to get charged. So this allowed for multiple overdraft fees again and again and again. But again, why would this surprise anybody? Anyway, this is UBS again. UBS was a big, big seller of Puerto Rican bonds. Big seller of Puerto Rican bonds, and some of the people that own these Puerto Rican bonds are not too happy. One investor here is looking for $16 million in compensatory and punitive damages from UBS and its Puerto Rican affiliate for losses in those bonds and closed and mutual funds that were concentrated in Puerto Rican municipal bonds. Again, I hear you, man. I hear you. It stinks to lose money. It does. But I didn't buy any of these Puerto Rican bonds for my clients. Triple tax free. I get it. I get it. But nothing is guaranteed. And all you needed to do was take a look at Puerto Rico and their financial condition and say, gee whiz, the math doesn't work. Again, as we stated earlier on in the program, we here at the Watchdog on Wall Street, no, we don't believe in magic. We believe in math. Just follow the numbers, people. It will tell you whether or not something is real, or again, to quote Donnie Brasco, a fugazi. You don't want a fugazi. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Move people into hotels, move people into apartments. We have renter's assistance. There's a number of things that we can do.
A spokesman for FEMA in Houston saying they're already working to take people out of shelters and into transitional housing.
We have moved, I believe, thousands of people into hotels. And we are continuing to expand that program.
City officials in Beaumont, Texas say their top priority is getting water to victims of Hurricane Harvey. The southeastern Texas town lost both its main and secondary water supplies Wednesday after flooding from Harvey damaged the city's water pumps. Beaumont City Manager Kyle Hayes says crews will only be able to assess the damage and make repairs once the water recedes. Until then, he says crews are working on alternatives to try to get at least one of the pumps back online. Beaumont has a population of more than 100,000 people, and their main hospitals had to be evacuated because of the crisis. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller is reportedly working with the New York Attorney General to go after Paul Manafort.
Sources close to the investigation tell Politico that the two teams have shared evidence and talked frequently in recent weeks about a case against Paul Manafort. Sources say the investigators have collected evidence on financial crimes, but no decision has been made on filing charges. Manafort has not been accused of any wrongdoing. A spokesman for Manafort has not commented on